now I'm singing, glory, sing. Glory, alleluia, when the fire came down, when the fire came down, when the fire. Singing, glory, alleluia, when fire, when my Lord. My sins were flowing like a river when my Lord. Oh, my sins were flowing. They were flowing like a river when my Lord. Now I'm singing glory, glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. Oh, the fire came. When the fire came, singing glory, alleluia, when the fire, my Lord, sang. Oh, my sins they were deeper than the ocean when my Lord. Do you remember, my sins were? They were deeper than the ocean when my Lord. Now I'm singing glory, glory, alleluia, when the fire came down, when the fire came, when the fire. Oh yeah, sing glory, alleluia, when fire. Oh, when my Lord, sang. When my Lord, sanctified me. Amen. We sing that song, Brother Micah. How great is our God? We need to give him one kick before we get into the word. How great is our God? Sing. Sing with me, how great is our God, and oversee how great is our God. He's a great God tonight. How great is our God. You sing with me, how great is our God. And oversee how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And oversee how great is our God. Hallelujah. First verse. Oh, yes, the splendor of. He's a king, clothed in majesty. Hallelujah. Let all the earth rejoice. Let Dublin Church rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Oh, yes, darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice. He trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. And oversee how great is our God. Oh, hallelujah. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. The beginning and the end, the beginning and the end. The God is three in one. Hallelujah! He's the Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God, and oversee how great. How great is our God. Oh yes, name above all names. Worthy of, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. My heart will sing how great is our God. In the name above all names. Name above. How great is our God? How great is our God? Well, sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Well, sing with me, how great. And I will see how great, how great, how great is our God.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
There is no other name
Amen. That
is greater than the name Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we have that name.
Amen.
That name is in the midst of his church Hallelujah. Tonight. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we all, with our heart, we sing how great he is.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
For the days so far, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
As Lord Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Your goodness, your abundance, goodness
Amen.
Has seen us through the day.
Amen.
In our homes, in our working places. Oh, Lord, tonight. We just want to sing and with all our heart that you are great.
Amen.
That there is no other name that is greater than the name Jesus Christ. Let us all tonight, let us all just commit ourselves into his hands. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Brother, pray this evening and just submit, commit yourself into his hands to prepare you for tonight. Because tonight, that great name is going to manifest itself. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, we have come believing. We have come, Lord, knowing that, Lord Jesus, there is no one greater than you. No one, nothing is greater. You cover every space. Oh, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, who is like unto you? Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus. This evening, Lord, that great name is our fortress. That great name is our tower. That great name, oh, is our banner. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Oh, for that wonderful name. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have that name in our midst this evening. Oh, the name Jesus Christ. Oh, which is our fortress, Lord. Oh, that name. Oh, which is above all other names. Oh, that name, that is our tower tonight. That name is our banner tonight, Lord. And so, Father, we say thank you. We bless you. Oh, many mercies that you have given to us from far and near. And Lord, tonight, as we have come, O God, we've come believing that, Lord Jesus, every petition, every request, oh Lord, as is upon the heart of your people, Lord, even you have said that before even we ask, Lord, you have already heard. And before we ask, even Lord, you have already answered, Lord. And so tonight, Lord Jesus, we know that, oh God, every request, Lord Jesus, and the hearts of your people, Lord, oh, they will never live here the same, oh God. They will meet, oh Lord Jesus, your grace, Lord, oh, will be sufficient for everyone here, oh, to receive from you, oh God. Because, Lord, we know that you are a God that answers back. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord, this evening. Father, take your place now. And Lord Jesus, even as we want to turn to the reading of your word, oh Lord, it's your word, oh God. Father, bless your word, Lord Jesus. And Lord, give us the inspiration tonight. The Lord, our utterances, Lord, oh, will be according to what, Lord, you will for each and everyone tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give all the glory to you. Oh, now take your place, Lord. Your children now, we have all ears, Lord. Oh, and our hearts open, Lord, to receive your word of God, your word of inspiration, your word of power, your word of grace. Oh, that, Lord, it will manifest itself, Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. He is in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. And he's going to do his wondrous work. Amen. Amen. Because we are not going to live here the same. No, my brother. Yes. I'm not going to live here. Yes. Oh, without my petition, yes, my request, which is upon my heart, had not been answered. Yes. I believe that he's going to answer. Yes. Oh, tonight, my request, oh God. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's turn to the reading tonight. Tonight we have a strange topic. The move is on.
Amen.
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 The move is on.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees.
Amen.
Oh, the move is on, my brother. The move is on, my sister.
Hallelujah.
Move on, my brother. Move on, my sister.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Now we shall read from Joshua 3. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. And then we will read Joel also. Joel 1, 14 and 15. So you can open Joel, put your hands there. Joel 1, 14 and 15. And then come back to Joshua 3, 5. Let's hear the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, everybody is going to pick when he wants God to do that wonders in his life. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Our second reading, Joel 1, 14 and 15. That same place also, he said, sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord.
Amen.
Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Amen. Heavenly Father, these are your words, Lord Jesus. We want, Lord, the inspiration behind every word of yours, knowing that, Lord, every word has been already inspired and is profitable for us, for reproof, for correction, for instructions, that we, the children of God, Lord, will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Lord, tonight, now as we sit, Lord, to hear from you, Lord, let every word that drops, O God, from the lips of you, O Lord, oh, find a place in our hearts, Lord. And so that, Lord Jesus, as you commanded Joshua, oh, we will meditate upon it day and night. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. The move is on. I believe you know how to sing that song. My brother, the move is on. The move is on. My sister, the move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees. And I know the move is on. Oh, move on, brother. Oh, move on, sister. This is a moving day. Oh, move a little closer. Where the streams are flowing. Move on, brother, move on. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Yes, tonight we've read his word. We have two different calls that we have just read. The first one, it was a call. The people were in a process to move on to possess a promised inheritance.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The first one, about Joshua, you know the story already. When Joshua said, sanctify yourself for tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders amongst you. Here was a people, they were ready to move on. Amen. They were to move on and to possess their God-given inheritance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the whole thing was that when the situation that the natural eye could see, Jordan, was dangerously overflowed. So menacingly, dangerously looking. Amen. That was what the natural eye could see. And then even when they look beyond the Jordan to the other side, there stood an imposing figure, a wall of Jericho.
Amen.
So these were what? All obstacles before them. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And they were looking at it. When you look at it in the natural eye, it looked what? Impossible.
Amen.
So whilst I was in there, you were singing at the rivers impossible to cross. It's one of my songs that we're going to sing during the prayer time. Amen.
Amen.
If there are rivers uncrossable, oh, hallelujah,
Amen.
Tonight it can be crossed.
Hallelujah.
If there are mountains that you need to tunnel through, tonight that mountain,
Amen.
Be removed.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And then the second call, which we read from Joel, that was a call, also the same, sanctify yourself. And then call a solemn assembly. That's a deep sincerity, a serious one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So look at the difference. One, it is what? A move to go and possess. But this one, God is calling for a meeting where it should be a serious one. It was what? Between death and life. Between life and death. Because he said the time, the Lord, the day of the Lord is at hand. Destruction is coming. So tonight, we have two calls. I don't know where you find yourself. Are you here tonight because there is something beyond which you want to cross, you want to move over and possess? Then tonight, the Lord is here. Praise the Lord. But then the second call, my brother, my sister, if you know within yourself, you have not all these years gotten yourself really prepared, ready for the coming of the Lord, then here it is also for you tonight. It is life and death matter. My brother, be sincere to yourself because a solemn assembly.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A serious one. A sincere one. Deep with deep sincerity. Pray. He said, call all the elders. Call all the inhabitants, that the church members, into where? Into where? The house of God. And cry unto the Lord. That's exactly what we are here tonight, my brother. Praise the Lord. So wherever you find yourself this evening, my brother and sister, he's here. Amen. And then this very assembly, this very church, you all remember, the beginning of the year, the pastor called for what? Every first Friday, that we sanctify ourselves to be a consecrating day, like today where we are here tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He called for that consecration so that as we are here tonight, my brother, we are here looking at these two calls. Sanctify yourself. The first one, Joshua says, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. We have sanctified ourselves and we are here tonight, Lord. We want to see the wonders tonight. Praise the Lord. And Joel also called for a sanctified fast. We said that if you are not prepared, the day of the Lord is here. It is life and death matter. My brother, my sister, get yourself out of wherever you are and make yourself ready. Because God, he never wants anyone to perish. He's a God of love. Amen. And so he's giving you and me an opportunity tonight to make a change in our lives. Amen. God, as the prophet said, God never condemns you for being a sinner. God never condemns you because you are a sinner. Because you were born a sinner. You couldn't help it. So he doesn't condemn you for that. But he condemns you because you still want to stay as a sinner. Whilst he has given you provisions of way of escape.
Amen.
Amen. So your situation, you couldn't help it as a sinner. He doesn't condemn you for that. But he's condemning you because you still want to stay as a sinner. Whilst he has given you a way of escape. Praise the Lord. So tonight, that way of escape is there. The move is on. You got to move away from where you are. And so now, let's come back to Joshua. Joshua took God's word. Amen. He took God by his word. God told Moses, God told Joshua. Now listen. He said, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And when God told Joshua, move over this Jordan, God never instructed Joshua how he was going to move over Jordan. God never gave him any instructions. But meanwhile, Jordan looked uncrossable because it looked so dangerously overflooded. Praise the Lord. And so even it appeared, God might have chosen a wrong time for Joshua to cross over Jordan. God might have chosen a wrong time. Because why God never waited for the dry season when Jordan might have shrinked to be just a small water, maybe to the knee length, which is, will be easier to cross. But this time when it has overflown, that was the time God said, arise, go over Jordan. My. You know what the prophet said? The prophet said, God likes to take those kind of times, yes, to prove that he is God. Amen. Amen. He takes those times to prove that he is God. Amen. And then he went on, he said, and the man of God, then the man of God, who believe God and know what God has promised, they are never afraid. Amen. Amen. Because God will stick with his word just as certain as he is God. So Joshua, the man of God, amen, a man of God, he never looked at the troubled waters. The dangerous Jordan River, he never looked at it. The prophet said Joshua didn't think how wide Jordan was and how muddy it was. He said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do what wonders amongst you. Amen. He was so sure, confident about himself, because he knew, the prophet said, he was taking a promised people to a promised land by a promise of God, and they were children of Abraham. And being children of Abraham, it means what? Oh, you possess every gates of the enemy. Amen. Amen. So Jordan is one of the gates. And so, see, Joshua had put himself into a place where God could never do anything, but whatever he does, God has to come in. Praise the Lord. He was looking at all the promises around. He was what? Taking a promised people to a promised land. And that promise was given by God himself. And they were children of Abraham. And so nothing can what be an obstacle against them. Amen. My brother, that's the way how we must think positively. Also as children of Abraham. Always taking the promises and standing by them. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So Joshua, that's why Joshua was able to what? Stop the sun. That's why he was able to stop the sun. Oh, praise the Lord. So Joshua was really prepared. Now, look at what God said. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. He said, thou and all these people. Hey! Not even only him, Joshua. But look at over 2 million people to cross these dangerous waters. If God had told him, Joshua, you are going to cross this Jordan, and then we will see how the others will cross. That would have been well, somehow. Maybe he will find a brave boatman, someone with a boat to just cross him over. Oh, praise the Lord. But now he has what? 2 million people, over 2 million people in his hands to cross these dangerous waters. Hey, my brother, my sister, it takes what? A man that has what? Put himself under the promises of God. Amen. So when God told him this, Joshua left his presence. He left the presence of God, and you know what he did? Immediately he came to the people. He said, He told the officers, he commanded the officers, he said, pass through the host and command the people saying, prepare your victuals. Within 3 days, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Within 3 days, we shall cross over this Jordan to go and possess the land.
Amen.
Oh, which the Lord your God has given you to possess it.
Amen.
When God told him, look, arise. My servant Moses is dead. Now arise. Go over this Jordan. With all the people. Amen. From there, he came, commanded the officers. Now, go among the people. Tell them to prepare their victuals. Within 3 days, we are crossing this Jordan. Oy. But meanwhile, they were in a place, Shittim, just some few distance from the Jordan River. But they could see. From Shittim, they could see how Jordan has spread over all the plains. So he told them, so that was the first thing Joshua did. What? That's the first thing he told them. Tonight, my brother, my sister, Joshua said, 3 days we are crossing. In 3 days' time, we are crossing this Jordan.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, when do you want to cross over your Jordan? Come out with prayer tonight.
Amen.
If you want it tomorrow, say, tomorrow I'm crossing my Jordan.
Yes.
If you want it next week, say, next week I had to cross this my uncrossable Jordan in my life. Praise the Lord. So it is up to you now. Joshua said, 3 days' time we are crossing over. And you tonight, yours is what? This very night?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Tomorrow? Next week? Next month, next year, anyone, my brother, tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in your laps.
Yeah.
It's on your laps tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
After just hearing that God said, go over Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Then Joshua came. He said, 3 days' time, we are moving.
Yeah.
Now let's see how he got himself so prepared for these 3 days. So the first day. The first day, he did what? He said, the Bible says, early in the morning, Joshua moved the people to the bank of the Jordan. Woo! He moved the people to the bank. The Bible said, Joshua rose early in the morning, and they moved from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel. Hey. Do you know one thing? Meanwhile, all the demons of Jericho and around Jericho, they were all packed in Jordan River. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
All the demons in Jericho and around Jericho, they were all packed in the Jordan River.
Yes, sir.
And so when Joshua, with the people, moved to the bank, the demons in the waters say, hey, what this guy want to do? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, my.
Amen.
Should I call it spiritual intimidation?
Yes, sir. Amen.
The demons, they were intimidated. So what's wrong with this guy? What is he coming? What is he going to do? We are here to prevent them from crossing to Jericho. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, he look at what is he going to do? Already what? Fear. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, the way how we go to intimidate.
Amen.
Intimidate our enemies.
Amen.
With faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Go before they say, hey, do you know me? Do you know me?
Amen.
I'm the Son of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The demons in the waters, they were now started shaking. They said, but what's this guy coming to do here? And so he's not afraid. I mean, they were asking, they couldn't believe their eyes. But what is he here coming to this? So he's not afraid. The way how we made the waters. Oh, my.
Yeah.
My brother, I call it spiritual intimidation. Intimidated them till they were known. See, they were all. They couldn't do anything. So that was the first day. Then, the second day, that was when Joshua said, sanctify yourselves. Amen. Sanctify yourselves tomorrow. Oh, praise the Lord. God is going to do what? Wonders amongst you. Amen. And they sanctify themselves. It's always good when you want to do something, you want something from the Lord. That's why our pastor requested that every first Friday of the month, let us observe it as a day of sanctification. Amen. And then that's the day we can really place our word. You can place your request everything, every time, anytime. But this is a special day because God is a scriptural matter. Because God himself requested it. Amen. That a day can be what? Be a consecration day where we can what? Meet him face to face and bring all what within us before him, praise the Lord. And so there is it. So he said, now sanctify us. Tomorrow, God is going to do what? Wonders amongst you. Meanwhile, still, God had not told Joshua how to cross the Moab River. Oh, hallelujah. That's, see, all this along, God was watching the scene. And he was enjoying it. Oh, my brother, when you show faith like that, God enjoys it. God was enjoying it. And then on the third day, Joshua commanded the priests, take the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Then God said, they move. When they started moving, my brother, you pray and you move by faith towards what you have requested. When now they started moving, God could not watch the scene anymore. It was there. Then he came. He said, Joshua, from today, I'm going to magnify you in the sight of these people. To prove that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It was then now God said, now, let what? Let the Levites take the what? The ark, as you have done. Let them go into the water first. Praise the Lord. Yes. And so at that moment, because now Joshua started, said, God said, I should go over. So we were going over. He was going over. Just like what? The three Hebrew children. When they said they would not bow, praise the Lord. Amen. And then said, okay, you go to face what? The furnace, the fire. They started going. And even those soldiers going to push them in, the place they reached, the fire had already killed them behind. Amen. Amen. They were already finished. And then the three holding hands. Oh, man. Encouraging one another. Holding hands. Amen. Going towards the fire. The move was on. Hallelujah. The move is on. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Until they got there and got into the fire themselves. And there, the fourth man was there with them. Oh, praise the Lord. The move, oh, my brother. We go to, in our prayer and everything, we must show a sign that, yes, we are moving towards our word, what we have requested. You cannot just pray and then fold your arms. Amen. Amen. Just pray and move forward. If it is job, my brother, pray. Look into us and, okay, this is the job, right? Apply. That's the move. Amen. Amen. Just do it. They will not give you an answer. Forget about that one. Amen. Second one, they will mind you. Forget about it. Oh, praise the Lord. Just continue. Because he has a special one for you. And you have not hit that place. And he will guide you to hit that place. As long as you have made a move, then he comes in. Oh, the move is on, my brother. The move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, God now came in. And the prophet said, he took the priest and they put God first. The ark before the priest, before the congregation. Then they made them stay. They made the congregation stay a little distant from the ark. But then the prophet said, brother, sister, if you will put God first in everything you do, you are bound to come out right. So put God first.
Amen.
Amen. In everything, my brother, put God first.
Hallelujah.
In everything, anything, my brother, pray.
Amen.
In everything, pray.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Look, even in the house, after I've prayed, I come to the car. Before I move the car, I have to pray.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. In everything, set him first.
Amen.
Get in contact with him in prayer. In everything. Amen.
Amen.
Put him first. And now see what happens. He takes control. Amen.
Amen.
So that was exactly what Joshua did. He had not yet received any orders. But yet, oh, inspiration. Something told him, look, the ark of God. Put that one first.
Amen.
Amen. And let's see, because that's the dwelling place of God. And so if it enters the water and the water takes it, then am I going to enter God? Even God, the river is taking God away. Who am I? Praise the Lord. But he believed. He knew that was the way.
Amen.
And exactly, that's what God said. Now, the Levites, followed by the priests, and then the congregation. But there must be a distance. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jordan, that looked uncrossable.
Yes, sir.
With all the demons packed in, they had to give way.
Amen.
They had to give way. The same God of Moses. That's why he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you.
Amen.
Because God opened the mighty Red Sea for Moses. And so he had to do the same also for Joshua.
Amen.
He had to open Jordan for Joshua to go in. Now, we are going to pray. My brother, we are going to pray.
Amen.
And now the prophet in this message, the results of decision, Chicago, 1955. I'm coming back to our church now. He said, if there ever was a call to the church to sanctify yourself and get away from the things of the world, we are ready to cross over. Amen. This evening, we are ready to cross over. Because there had been a call to us to sanctify ourselves. Amen. And so he said, if there had been a call, if there ever was a call to the church to sanctify yourselves and get away from the things of the world, we are ready to cross over. And then the prophet himself said, amen. And then he said, are you ready tonight to throw aside and sanctify yourself from all your unbelief? Amen.
Amen.
So even now here, we need to sanctify ourselves from one thing, unbelief.
Amen.
Sanctify ourselves from what? Doubts. And put on the coat of faith.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This evening. And then made that cross, because there is only one sin. And that sin is what? Unbelief. So my brother, the move is on.
Amen.
As the song leaders come to give us Is there any river uncrossable? Let's listen to this before we sing that song. As the musician said, they make themselves ready. Now I'm reading from the prophet here. He said, Lord Jesus, I'm thinking of men and women who took you at your word. Amen. Or took you and took you at your word. Oh, you will never leave or forsake them. Amen. Anyone that will take God by his word, he said, listen to it solemnly. Listen to it in a very spiritual way, because it's going to help you to pray tonight. Lord Jesus, I'm thinking of men and women who took you at your word. Oh, you never leave them. You never forsake them. You are always just at the time. Come tonight, Lord. Manifest thyself here tonight. And maybe many sick people here who tried, and the doctors have tried their very best to help them and can't do it. Maybe there is something lying back there in their lives, and that snake bite can't be cured until it's made right. Amen. But may tonight, may they just lay everything aside and say, God, it's your word, here I come. I'm taking you at your word tonight. I have seen people healed. I've heard about it. I've watched others. And I've seen them, my neighbors, that even some were paralyzed, but now they are walking. Some blind, now they see. Cancer ridden. Doctors gave them up. And now they are living and they are well and healthy. And now, Lord, at thy word,
amen.
I'm coming tonight too. I am coming tonight too, Lord. Grant it, Lord, that may your spirit be here to answer back. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask. Amen. Let's stand and sing that song.
Be of good courage, God spoke unto Joshua. Mm-hmm. When all the river God pointed the way.
Hallelujah!
Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible. Waters divided as they marched and home.
Got any rivers?
Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't unknow?
God specializes,
God specializes in things all impossible, and it will do what no other death can do.
Battles to win,
and it will meet with the obstacles. Jericho was too much fall to the ground. God never fails. He stood back of his promises. Oh, all them to crumble as they march around.
Got any rivers?
Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you
specializes
in things that
can do.
Hallelujah.
God never say, and His word is dependable. All make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by Him are unmendable.
God any river, God any river, you think are uncrossable.
Oh, tonight, Lord Jesus,
God any mountain,
we come in a spirit of
caution.
We know that
God specializes
the God of
things not
impossible. You are here tonight. You are here tonight.
And He will do.
Oh,
God, any river, God, any river,
and forever, the God of Joshua, tonight, oh yes,
God, any mountains, you can't tunnel through, God specializes in things not impossible. Oh, you got any rivers? Got any rivers?
Yes, Lord.
You think I'm
crossable?
You got any mountain? Any mountains
you can't undo?
Oh, my God, specializes.
Specializes.
Said things not impossible. And He will do what no other power can.
My brother, this evening, God says, in all things, let's give Him thanks. So let us all, this moment, with a heart of faith, with our heart lifted, because He first loved us, we'll look at what He's done for us. That tonight, as we are in His presence, already we have got assurance that there is no rivers that we cannot cross. There are no mountains that we cannot tunnel through. He is the one that is going to do it for us. And so even before we put our petitions, we put our requests before them, let's all thank Him, the Lord, even you know what I'm going to ask. And I know the Lord, you have already answered it. Let us all praise His name. Prayer of praise and thanksgiving. Let's all pray. Let's pray. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless you. alone, Father. Unto you alone, O great King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Need all my friends and towns, O God. We pour our hearts out of you, Father. We say, thank you, Lord. I don't need you, Father. Where would we have been, Lord? I don't need your great hand, O Lord. Where would we have been, Father? I don't need you, Lord, who stood on the ground for us, Father. Where would we have been, O Lord? I don't need you who waved ahead of us, oh, in battle. Where would we have been, Father? I don't need you, Lord, who defends us from the enemy that attack us, O God. Where would we have been, Father? I don't need you who deal with us in the top. Where would we have been, O God? I don't need you, Lord, who fed us, Lord. Where would we have been, O God? To thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, the King of Kings.
I'm sorry, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answer and go. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, he answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, it's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, it's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Sing with me now. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Now let us now look at our prayer request tonight. Our first prayer request is from myself and for my wife, Sister Comfort. Looks as if I need to tell a little further about her situation. She had a problem of blood in the sugar, the glucose, which was high, very high, and her pressure also very high, and she was admitted. But thank God, she's healed. But in the course of it, it had an effect on his nervous system. So she had been thrown into a situation where she gets panicked and fear. Even sometimes she's in the room and she hears footsteps coming closer. She's afraid. So I'm asking the church. She's healed, but it remains this recovery that she has to recover. and come back to herself again. That we all pray tonight, knowing that he's here in our midst, he's the healer. The move is on. Let's move tonight. And remember in prayer, and pray against that spirit of panic, that spirit of fear, that the Lord send it far away. Let us pray. We will come back to the second and third request. So let's pray for our sister. Let's all pray. Pray from the deep of your heart.
Pray, Lord, and bring our sister, our mother, Lord, comfort before your presence, Lord.
This is a prayer of intercession.
Father, Lord, Father, you be merciful.
Lord, a prayer of intercession this hour now.
You, Lord,
oh, Lord Jesus!
Lord, you
have brought
her back from the brink of death, oh God. You have delivered her.
One thing, Lord, I know.
Of death, oh Lord. Tonight, Father, we beseech you.
Even if anyone, Lord, has trespassed against you, Lord, I'm looking at Calvary.
Be merciful, Lord, our mother, oh Lord.
The Lord Jesus.
Be merciful, Father, our auntie, oh Lord. Be merciful, oh Lord, our sister, Lord.
Oh, you were wounded for it. You have paid the price already, Lord.
Lord, touch her, oh Lord. Just one look.
Of all my transgressions, Lord.
All that we need, oh Lord.
You've paid it, Lord Jesus. You've paid it.
That spirit, Lord, of panic.
Lord, if it is because of my iniquities, or someone's iniquity,
Lord,
I look at Calvary wanting I know the Lord.
Oh Lord.
You have been bruised. You have been bruised for it, Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, tonight.
Where shall we go, Father?
Lord Jesus, tonight.
Who shall hear, oh God? You are
tonight, Lord. I cry as Lord Jesus. You said we should sanctify ourselves. And call the elders. And all the congregation into the house of God and cry, oh Lord, we are doing it according to Lord Jesus, your word of God. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful, Lord Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. And Father, tonight, the authority you have given to us, the power you have given to us, we come against that spirit of panic, that spirit of fear, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we put our claim tonight. We put our claim tonight. A total deliverance. Total deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord. We have looked at Calvary. You are a God that answers back. You are a God that answers prayer. And Lord, the whole house, the elders, the congregation, as you requested, sanctified ourselves. We've sanctified ourselves this evening. And the Lord Jesus, we are seeking, Lord, this grace from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our second prayer request, let's remember our pastor and Brother Greg as they are in Poland, and then the youth meeting that is going on. That the Almighty, the purpose for which they were invited to come over, that the Lord himself will be with them, even our pastor and Greg, Brother Greg, they've left their families to just go and do the Father's business. Let's remember them and remember the families into the hands of the Lord as the brethren are away. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father,
pray,
once again.
Pastor,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Into your hands, Father,
we lift up our eyes and we see that, Lord, the harvest, the harvest is so big, but the laborers are few. But Lord Jesus, whenever you call, oh God,
we pray that, Lord, your
Lord, no matter, we are always ready, O God, to go. So, Lord Jesus, we commit to God, our pastor, and our precious brother Greg, Lord, into your hands, Lord. Lord, you be with them, O God, even they left their families behind. Lord, we commit the families, Lord, into your hands. Because, Lord, even in their absence, Lord, you are present to God. Oh, the Lord Jesus, you be with them, O God, and keep them, Lord Jesus. And let, O Lord, your mercy, O God, be upon them, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We commit it into your hands, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
I pray, Father, that your glory shall lead you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And when he comes, O Lord, he shall testify of your goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the journey, O Lord, we pray, Father.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. So just some day, once again, oh, we are climbing the Jacob's ladder. Oh, we are climbing the Jacob's ladder. Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Oh, say Jesus of the cross. Now we want to commit our evangelism into the hands of the Lord. The work in Carlo, the work in Limerick, the work in Galway, the work in Athlone. Oh, the harvest is so great. And the laborers look to be so few. But the Lord of harvest, oh, will send. Surely, he will do his work in these four places and even in Dublin here. And so, we need more soldiers. Already the soldiers that are out there, oh, the Lord, let's commit all of them into the hands of the Lord. Let's commit the ministry into the hands of the Lord. Oh, those who are doing that work, Brother Sasa, Brother George, Brother David, Brother Ailey, Brother Wilmore, the pastor, myself, and as many that are behind the scene. Even your work is even greater. Those behind the scene, even praying, let us commit all of them into the hands of the Lord. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, your work, you left behind that, Lord. That, Lord, we will finish that work, O God. Lord, you left, Lord Jesus. Oh, a portion, O God, that you said we should go out there and preach the gospel unto every creature. The Lord commission, that commission, Lord Jesus, we have accepted, O God, upon ourselves. The Lord, we will go, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, and do that work, O God. So, Lord Jesus, we commit the ministry, Lord, into your hand. We commit, Lord Jesus, as many that have sacrificed all their time, they are very self, Lord, for the work of the ministry, Lord. Father, we commit them into your hands. Lord, we know your children are all over these places. Your children are in Limerick. Your children are in Carlo. Your children are in Athlone. Your children are in Galway. Your children are in Dublin here. Lord Jesus, oh, we pray that, oh God, oh, the work of the ministry, Lord, will reach everyone. The Lord Jesus, you have called. Father, we commit into your hands. Every work that is going on in all these places, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, to always, O God, be, O Lord, O the one that leads in every situation. Lord, bless us many, O the Lord, through their prayers, through their works, Lord, through diverse ways. Lord, they are praying even behind the scene. Oh, Lord, bless all of them. Bless everyone, oh God. Father, we want to see, Oh, that the whole of Ireland, the whole of Ireland, oh God, this message of the gospel will move on, will move to every corner, will move to every place. That Lord Jesus, that's all, Lord God, oh, we are seeking from you tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a request also here. Our precious sister Dube has traveled to England, and she wants us to remember her in prayer. Let's commit her into the hands of the Lord, the purpose why she is going, that the Lord will go before her, and the Lord will lead her while she's there. And every business that she's supposed to tackle, we pray that she will find favor wherever she goes, and she comes back and even give testimony to the glory of the Lord. Let's remember her in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to commit our sister, precious sister Dube, Lord, into your hands. As she has traveled to England, oh God, oh, you know the purpose for which, Lord, she has gone. And Lord, we bring all this, oh God, before you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, you will be with her, oh God. The Lord, wherever she will go, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. She will find favor. Whatever business is the Lord she has to go through, oh, she will find favor. The Lord, oh, even you do above exceedingly, oh, than what, oh God, even she expects, oh God. So, Father, bring her back, oh God. Oh, fill Lord Jesus, oh, with the testimonies that, Lord, she can give up to your house, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there is any lit request that never reached the pulpit here, you can just raise your hand. Yes, Brother George. Your NCT tomorrow. Brother George is asking that we pray for his car, which is going for the NCT tomorrow. Any other request? Yes, sister. Yeah, the doctors couldn't fix it well, but we have one who can fix it. Amen. And that's what we are here tonight for. Amen. Yes, precious sister Julie. Oh, we know we have our prophet, she was assured that if you can make the people or believe in you, even cancer cannot stand before you. And we are holding on to that same message, oh, that was brought through him. And so we know that same power, that same authority is in the hands of his people. Because when God takes his servant away from the scene, oh, that same authority, that same power still remains in the hands of the bride. And so now we have three requests now. Let us, yeah, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we have someone. He said the move is on. We are moving on. We are not going to sit down for the enemy to take our possessions. And so God made him to walk on his two legs. And so we know that tonight, oh, no matter how far it is, the Lord covers, God covers every space. He covers every time, wherever he is. The omnipresent God will reach him. And Lord, we want to commit into your hands that we want to hear back that he's on his 2 feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's put all these prayers into together now. Oh, Brother George, his car going for NCT. Our sister Lillian, about his brother's operation that he did went wrong, but we have the greatest of all physicians, the creator himself, to bring back
that leg into perfection. And we have a request from Sister Julie also about stroke. What is stroke? Even I can't even want to mention it. It's not part of our vocabularies. And so we sell it out in the name of Jesus Christ. And then our precious brother, his father-in-law, our sister's father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit also him into the hands of the Lord. Let's put all this prayer now into the hands of the Lord, because he's in the midst of his people. And he said he's here to answer every prayer. He said he's here to answer every prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, this request, O Lord, there is a faith behind it. Faith behind them. They know who you are. That is why, Lord Jesus, they present, O God, all these requests before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our present brother, vehicle that goes for NCT. Lord, this is the last day. This is the last time. That car, Lord, they will not find anything. Lord, we pray that it will go through the NCT and come out, Lord, with perfection, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, Lord, the doctors tried to do something, but Lord, it went wrong. But Lord Jesus, we know you and you, nothing is wrong. Nothing can be wrong. So Lord, we commit, Lord Jesus. We commit, Lord, our sister leading. Lord, her brother, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, you will restore. Restore that leg, Lord. Restore that leg, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Yes, Lord. Looking at Lord, our sister Julie. Father, he comes here believing. She comes believing. The Lord, in your name, all things are possible. That in your name, Lord, all things are possible. So, Lord, let that stroke of God. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus. All his system, Lord, will come back to perfection, O God. Yes, that's our prayer, Lord. And our brother Michael, Lord, father-in-law, our sister, Lord Jesus, our sister Gloria, her father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we prayed for him. And we knew the Lord, you healed him. And the Lord Jesus, tonight, after he cannot stand on his legs, the church is waiting. The church is waiting, for a testimony to the glory of your name, because we believe. We believe, Lord. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe, we believe, we believe. Oh, thank you, the Lord. The move is on tonight, and we are not going to sit down. Whilst our possession is just beyond Jordan, we are not going to sit down, Lord. The move, Lord, we've moved tonight. We have moved tonight. And now, as we move, Lord, you take over. As we've moved, you have taken over. As we've moved, you are in control. As we've moved, it's in your hands. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, as you told Joshua to move over Jordan. Oh, tonight we have moved over, Lord. Oh, yes, the sanctified people. We've moved over. Amen. To claim our possessions, Lord. We are not going to allow, the enemy, to continue to hold in ransom, Lord. No, sir, our possessions. So tonight, Lord Jesus, we have made a claim. We've made a claim. We've moved to claim our possession. And now, Lord Jesus, as we move, God, as Joshua moved, you stepped in. So, Lord, as your children have moved in all these prayers that, Lord, we've offered to God, We know the Lord, you have taken over. We know the Lord, you have taken over. We know now it's in your hands, Lord. We know the Lord Jesus, nothing will be uncrossable before us. And we know the Lord, even after we go over there, Lord, oh, we shall see, oh, that captain, oh, the captain, oh, of hosts, oh, standing there waiting, oh, to continue the battle for us. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give glory to you. We bless you, Lord. Father, we are thanking you for our precious sister. As she brought a Thanksgiving, she wants to thank the church. She said, I would like to thank all the saints for your prayers and support and organizing the farewell party for my husband, Brother Shelton. He arrived safely in Doha, Qatar, and is settling well. God richly bless you from Sister Susan. And may the Lord bless our brother also as she's found a new beginning somewhere. May the Lord be with him and open doors wherever he will go. Let the Lord go before him. Let him find favor and all the purpose for which, oh, he's over there. May the Lord guide and protect and keep him safe. And even knowing that, oh, whatever the wife also, anytime if she has to be there, Lord, we commit all into your hands. As Lord Jesus, every preparation, oh God, is in your hands, Lord. That Father, you will make a way for her also, because it is always good to be together. Then nothing should separate, oh, a man from his wife. So, Lord Jesus, we commit our sister into your hands. So, Lord, you make a way for her to be with the husband. So, we commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we sing one song? And sing one song, and we shall ask our precious brother Wilmore to come and close us in prayer.
Jesus is ever shining. Oh, ever shining.
Ever shining.
Oh,
ever shining.
He's ever shining.
Ever shining.
Ever shining. Jesu wangu anopenya, oh,
anopenya, anopenya,
iye anopenya,
anopenya,
iye anopenya,
anopenya,
anopenya. Shining,
ever
shining,
ever shining,
ever shining,
ever shining, ever shining, ever shining,
ever shining,
ever shining.
Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, very thankful tonight, Father, to read of the circumstances, Lord, that your people met in the days that are gone by. Father, they came to a place, Lord, where the promised land was just across the river. And it was impossible, Lord, to even think how they would cross over that river. Millions of people, Hallelujah. Lord, without any means of transport as we would imagine this day. But Father, you told them to sanctify themselves and get ready, for you were preparing to do something. And Father, here we stand thousands of years later, each and every person here, Lord, seemingly standing before the Jordan River. Father, with many difficult circumstances in their lives, just trying, Lord, to put myself in the shoes of Brother George, that Father, if his car should fail NCT tomorrow, what would he do, Lord? Father, that's a red, red river, Lord, that is standing before him.
Amen.
Thinking tonight, Lord, of our sister Lillian's relative, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The doctors have done all that they can to help, but something has gone wrong. How will he walk, Father? Lord, remembering even our sister Gloria's father tonight, yes. Lord, in the place that he is, oh Father. Even though, Lord, you have touched him and healed him and brought him back home, yes. Father, without the ability to walk, Lord, what is he going to do, oh Father? Lord, remembering even tonight thy servant that stood in this pulpit, faithfully, Lord, ministering to your people tonight. But Father, with the wife at home, Lord, Father, oh God, even our sister Angel, that we haven't seen Hallelujah. In a long time, trying, Lord, to nurse her own mother. Father, what would our sister Comfort do without you, Father? Won't you come tonight, oh God? Remember thy people, Lord, thinking, Lord, even of my own wife's aunt, Lord, sitting in her house not long back ago, Father, and she ministered some food unto us, Father. Lord, what would that family do without a mother? Father, we bring them to your remembrance tonight, asking for mercy upon each and every one of these people. Father, won't you come by, oh God? We rebuke the devil in every one of the lives of these people.
Amen.
Oh, we rebuke you, Satan. You are nothing,
Amen.
And we are not afraid of you, for Amen. We know that our God is more than able.
Amen.
We know that he is more than able tonight to touch, Lord, and restore,
Hallelujah.
Father, even our sister Comfort back to her full self
Amen.
Again. We know that you are more than able, Lord, Father, to open the Red Sea. You are more than able to open the River Jordan tonight, and we are claiming, Lord, as we walk towards the Jordan River, Father, we are not looking at how it is overflowing its banks. We are not looking at how the world says it's not the right time to cross it, but we are looking at a promise. You said, Father, that by your stripes, Sister Comfort is healed. You said it, Lord, that by your comfort, by your strength, Lord, by your stripes, Lord, any other person, Lord, they are healed, oh God.
Yeah.
Father, you are our provider. You have provided, Lord. Father, our brother George with the car, and he has used it for your glory. Lord, going up and down thousands of miles to Carlo. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, that Father, if there be anything wrong with that car, may you touch it, Lord. May you be the mechanic, Lord, that we may hear a good report, Father. Thou art our God. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You haven't changed, Lord. And we are believing in you, Father, that, Lord, these things, we will come to testify
Hallelujah.
Of them once again.
Amen.
Have mercy, Lord, upon thy servants. Indeed, the harvest is plenty.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, the people are calling, Lord, looking for the truth in this hour.
Yes.
From Galway, from Athlone, from Limerick, from Carlow, from all other towns, Lord. Father, yet, Lord, the laborers are few. I pray for your laborers, oh God. Remember them, oh Father, and give them strength, oh God. Father, provide for their needs. Oh God, may you send, oh Father, more laborers, oh God. For that's what your word says. pray the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers. May they come and lift up the hands, Lord, of those that are laboring in the fields, oh God. Remembering our pastor, bless him tonight. Use him mightily, oh Father, to speak to your people. Bless his family, even our brother Greg. Be with him also and his family. Keep them safe, oh Father. We commit ourselves to you, remembering my young brother also on his journey to China. Be with him, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And bring him safely, oh Father. Yeah. We are so thankful to hear that our brother Shelton arrived safely.
Yeah,
Father, may you continue to watch over him. Father, you know the purpose that you have brought him there, Father. May it be established, oh Father. May we hear a great testimony, committing our sister Susan into your hands. Amen. Keep her safe, Lord. Watch over her and provide, oh Father, until they are together again.
Amen.
We commit our sister Dube to you also on her journey. Father, watch over her and her family, Lord. Keep them safe, Father. We are under expectation, Lord, that you will speak to us again. This coming Sunday, we commit it into your hands. Father, bless the people, Lord, as we go home. May you watch each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Oh, are you satisfied this evening? That all is settled. We have moved. And so now he has stepped in. That's what the Lord does. Amen.
There'll be peace in the valley for me someday.
Oh,
there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I say. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh yes. And I am. Oh yes. Is the light and the night is as fair as the day. Oh, oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I say. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, there the flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene. Oh yes, well, the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and the clouds there will ever be safe. Oh yeah, there'll be peace in the valley for me and you. There'll be peace in the valley for. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I say. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes. Well, the pain will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a little child, and be chased from this creature that I am. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley. for me. Someday, yes, there'll be peace in the valley for. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I say there'll be peace in the valley for. Oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, there'll be peace, Joshua, in the valley for. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I say there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes.